Now on today's program, it's another team-up movie along the lines of such great films as Batman vs. Superman and Freddy vs. Jason. Well, this is Alien vs. Predator. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Versus Steven Sadak.
Versus Chris Cabin.
Versus Eric Siska.
And we hate movies. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in. As always, this is our 301st episode.
Wow.
How about that? This train just keeps moving, man. This is Alien vs. Predator, or AVP as the fans call it.
And the
lazy-ass poster art called it.
AVP.
From 2004, directed by renowned, world-renowned filmmaker Paul W.S. Anderson.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, yeah, that guy just racks up the hits. You know, yeah. Magnolia.
The Master.
The Master, Boogie Nights.
Mm. Inherent Vice is really underrated.
Guys. He's I made up the show notes wrong. That's Paul Thomas Anderson, PTA, did those movies.
And this is Paul
W.S. Anderson? Yeah.
Oh, my God. I loved Moonrise Kingdom.
Yes, it's it's Paul William Sadler Anderson.
William Sadler Anderson.
Oh, my God. If you open his shirt up, he's got like a little William Sadler.
It's like
there.
Quado from fucking Total Recall.
Yes. Yeah. Ew, that's so disgusting.
Yeah. Well, Paul W.S. Anderson, man, we're talking a bunch of them. They're Resident Evil movies, the film Postal,
Three Musketeers, the most recent Postal, Three Musketeers remake.
Wasn't that Yuva Bull?
Oh, that was Yuva Bull. Sorry.
Mortal Kombat
was
Event Horizon.
Event Horizon?
His only good movie.
And there's
a lot of garbage there. I don't remember at all.
No, it's all just
secretly makes like
Soldier,
five movies in 10 years.
Soldier.
Oh, did he direct Soldier?
Soldier.
I believe so.
Was he in any of these Resident Evil?
No, he did all of them.
I think. All of them.
Or no?
He did some of them.
He did a good chunk. He's like producing a lot of these.
He's married to Mila Jovovich.
Wow, it's like a family franchise.
It's a whole family of terrible.
Hey, come on over for the summer. We're making another Resident Evil. Come on. Yeah, bring the kids. We're just making another Resident Evil. It's not a big deal.
Allie Larder, you're living in our basement.
Yeah, we'll make up the couch for you. We'll make another Resident Evil movie. We'll play some board games. We're going to fry up some steaks.
You won't have to think about your husband who left.
I mean, you really would only need like a small hangar with just green screen all over it to make those movies. Actually does not. That's about
totally
right,
true.
I think.
So this film was released theatrically.
Because you demanded it, right?
Yes.
This is the movie everybody wanted that nobody wanted.
Yeah, well, this is a case of like someone somewhere made a comic book decades before, and then it was like, hey, you know what sounds pretty cool? That comic book nobody talks about anymore.
In Predator 2, there was the alien skull, which kind of kicked it all off.
Yeah, it kicked off the clock to wait
and
for this.
You know
movie.
What? I was kind of among them. I got us because I was like, I like these Predator movies. I like them. I want more Predator.
Well, it's just weird though because I realized I've seen all of these, right? Yeah. So I've seen like the AVP Requiem, which is a better movie than this movie.
Sure, by far.
I've seen all the Aliens, all the Predators. See our live episode on Predator 2, live from Chicago, by the way. But what I realized though was why this shit doesn't work, at least for me, is like, these are two different kinds of science fiction movies. And just because they're two things doesn't mean they should be two things in the same movie.
I agree with that. They should have never put them together.
But also, like, it's not even, like, you don't even, like, at least with the horror, like, you know, Freddy vs. Jason, they're doing very similar things. Like, yeah, there's more surreal stuff in Freddy and a lot more boob-tastic stuff in Jason, but, you know, we're having fun.
And there's no history of how Freddy used to torment Jason as a little child, as this one. That's the problem with this.
Well, actually, that movie totally has that because doesn't it posit?
I thought that was a dream sequence.
Yeah, he's like, I'm in your nightmares. I'm
okay, that's fake. Oh, that's fake.
Oh, I'm molesting you.
Look out, Counselor Jason. Diddle, diddle, diddle.
Careful with the fingers.
Jeez Louise.
I'm sure in one of those sequels he has a careful with the fingers joke somewhere.
I'm sure one of them's got it.
I forgot to clip.
That's brutal.
Now that no one's listening.
Sure. Yeah.
Let me tell you what I made this month.
Okay.
Wait, so Steve, I think you were saying something and I interrupted you?
No, that's it's Alien is a very specific thing. It's a blue collar in space situation.
Right.
Here comes some aliens. That's what it always kind of needs to be, fall somewhere within that.
Yes.
Whether we're in prison, whether we're Marines, whether we're just space truckers, any of that stuff works.
Like and meat and potatoes.
It's the future, and we're in the fucking space. We're millions of miles away from Earth.
Yeah.
Predator, you know, kind of goes around. You know, you're a big, beefy dude. You could be a big, beefy lady, I'm sure. And you're just like, you're the perfect, specimen for the Predator to hunt.
Well, also,
hopefully in the jungle or an urban jungle.
At least the first movie, you know, that's like present day.
Yeah.
And the second one, it's like a bogus, like 5 years or 2 years from when the movie came out or whatever. Like, what is it? It's 1997, and the movie came out like 92 or something. So, like, whatever. That doesn't exactly jibe with it. But
that's a good question. So, is this like in this 2004? Is it 2000? Is it only 7 years after Predator 2?
I don't think Predator 2 exists in this timeline.
I see.
Because in this movie, like, the world seems to be fine.
They stopped Waylon from getting the sports almanac.
And that's another thing that I don't like how we're explaining parts of that. I mean, they do that in Prometheus.
We're explaining everything. Yeah.
Sweet Jesus. I don't need it. Like, all this backstory that's what always hampers this.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't care. And you're right that these are two very different movies and franchises. But if you had just had them brawling and just killing each other and this was a real bloodbath.
Mm-hmm. If it was just a snuff film.
Yes. Full Videodrome it. If that had happened, I would have liked it. I at least would have been like, okay, you served up what I was expecting.
Right.
You know, it'd be ballsy if it was a silent film where it's like there's no humans at all. It's just aliens and predators and neither of them really talk. Like maybe subtitled of the predator. It's like Apocalypto with fucking aliens.
I thought you meant like a silent film with like clinky clank piano.
Like Dreyer's Vampyr. Yeah.
The predator's robbing in a train car.
Yes.
No, there's aliens in that chest, not gold doubloons.
You tie an alien to train tracks.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, also, because the other thing is, you're taking these two franchises and putting them in a movie, in a setting anyway, that just is aping another classic science fiction horror film, which is The Thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You show me a fucking alien in Antarctica, guess what movie I wish I was watching?
It's The Thing. There's a lot of Jurassic Park here
Jurassic Park.
It's a melange of, like, better movies that just aren't here. Like, there's no heart here.
Well, we also open in 1904, where the Predator shows up and starts hunting, like, prospectors.
The Whalen!
Well, wait a second. So, here it comes, because I just rented this on Amazon, the PG-13 theatrical cut. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Are you serious?
Oh, and wow. I saw this movie in the theaters. I do have a fucking hilarious story about working at the multiplex when this movie came out, but... Yeah, I just saw the theatrical. I was like, what is he talking about?
I have this on Blu-ray because when we moved into my apartment in Jersey City, we didn't have Wi-Fi for a week. So we just went to Best Buy and just bought a bunch of cheap Blu-rays.
Oh, shit.
I never saw this one.
You
grabbed
became
it.
One of those people.
Exactly. I was like, this looks fun. That looks fun.
Oh, this was stupid, but I liked it, though.
Exactly. It was like 30 DVDs.
Behind Enemy Lines 2.
it was that thing. That was the week, man, because we'd watched, like, all we had was, like, Star Trek, the motion picture, and it was like, well, I've watched that twice. Let's get going.
Wow, yeah.
No, yeah, so please elaborate.
It's just, like, I think it's supposed to be Antarctica.
It is. It's the whaling. It's the place that they end up eventually.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, so it's that village it was
There's this
run
little
down.
Intro thing, and it's just, like... It's one of the cuts that was made for the right reason. Mm. It does nothing for the story.
No, I disagree. This was actually my favorite moment of the film.
Because you thought it was over right after.
No, because it's like, it would be something different. Like, okay, it's a different time period, 1904. We always see these movies, present day or future, give me the Civil War Predator. You know he was around.
See, that's what they kind of tried to do with that Cowboys and Aliens, though.
Oh,
and
really?
See, look what we got with that movie.
But yeah, I just feel like you're fucked anyway. Like, if you're a prospector, if Arnold Schwarzenegger with a chain gun can't take down a Predator, if a fucking prospector with a fucking musket, you're fucked.
Well, what if he knows the backwoods?
Oh, I see.
Like the back of his hand.
Uh-huh.
And he was able to like get down into the hollers,
and shit,
and get like the the hounds, and
a bunch
stuff.
Of yokel booby traps,
like next of kin, but F versus Predator.
Well, the alien is navigating this labyrinth that we find below the ice. I don't think the woods is going to be that big of an issue for him.
Well,
or
the labyrinth
Predator.
We come to find is ancient pyramid,
right
from. The Predator bar mitzvah ceremony that you put a bunch of like a predator comes down and like they put people in this temple and then the alien lay egg in people and then the alien come out and then you have to kill the alien in order to read from the space Torah and then become a man. Right? Isn't that the whole thing?
Part of that, yes. So that's
There is a portion of that is correct.
There is that really dumb line towards. It's very late in the movie. Is like the our lead character Lex, or speaking of Jurassic Park, is like they're teenagers, and it's like, come on, man.
Is Lex played by Sanaa Lathan?
Yes.
Teenagers. That's terrible. I don't even remember that line.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're just getting like they're just going out trying to get booze. Instead of getting booze with your buddies, you go to another planet and impregnate humans so that you can kill the ultimate kill and kill the alien.
Of course, that's me on this ID photo. I'm a teacher at the local college. Sell me this Mike's Hard Lemonade.
It says here you were born in 1974. Yeah, no, you don't look
there's like an incomplete triangle where your place of birth is. I don't really. What is that? Is that Arkansas?
Well, that was the interesting thing is the opening credits of this movie. It starts off in like Predator language, and then it gets translated. So, was this a movie made by Predators?
Oh man, a film by Predators.
Yeah, and it's just brought to a U.S. audience.
That would be awesome. And then they're all dubbed.
Yes, exactly.
Old kung fu movies.
Yeah, I think that's what this was.
Now, so when that LG Yahoo prospector in the Antarctic.
He's not a prospector, by the way. He's a whaler.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's a whaling thing.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's the prospecting of the sea. You know, like you put a net in a river for gold. You put a net in the ocean for a whale. Same thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there's gold inside these whales.
Oh, I'm going to break this sperm whale open with my teeth.
Oh, wait, it's eating me.
Oh, no, I was swallowed whole. Is this the end of LG Yahoo?
Is Jonah down here?
Oh, man. Well, so when that scene ended, did it cut to the Whalen satellite for you guys?
Yes.
And it's the big shadow, and it looks like an alien queen. Fuck you, Paul W.S. Anderson. What horse shit.
I also love that we have to go to Nebraska for no reason. We never go back there. It's just like we're in contact for like 30 seconds.
That's what's funny is because I've seen it more than Contact. Whenever I see all them there satellites like that, I think of what's that Charlie Sheen movie? The Arrival?
The Arrival, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a stay tuned and a half.
Yeah, R.I.P. Ron Silver.
That still hurts.
R.I.P. everyone, man.
The Dream Team won't be the same.
He's not in the Dream Team. It's somebody else.
No, isn't he the doctor?
No, it's a guy who looks like him. He's in like every Law and Order ever.
Yes.
Wow.
So then it's just, we're in Nebraska. Someone gets like a reading on a printout, and then it's like cut.
Yeah, great. I'm so glad I saw that.
That's the end of that. And then we cut to Sanaa Lathan rock climbing like an
Mission
ice
Impossible twoing.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. We're free climbing this thing.
Still getting cell calls, by the way.
Yeah. Sure. And she's
if you were on an ice cliff in Antarctica, would you pick up your phone? I wouldn't.
Cliffhanger Stallone has like one the size of a boulder hanging from his back.
Yeah, I would. Well, that it shows you how skilled she is.
Oh, I see.
Climbing. Right. Like, if you're that good at climbing that you can answer a phone call, pretty good.
You've been selected for a survey. Like, oh shit, no.
Man, I got selected for a survey. This was a real bummer. They were like, "Hey, you could be part of this market research group,"
uh-huh.
And it was for Citibank. And they were like, you get $400 to do like an hour for this interview thing. And I was like, rad. And I had to do this like pre-survey like questionnaire over the phone. And I fucking got disqualified because they were like, how often do you use your credit card? I was like, never. And they were like, oh, what? And the lady was trying to lead me on. I didn't get it. And she was like, don't you mean you use it at least 5 times a month? And I was like, no, I have fucking horrible debt. What are you people trying to do to me? And she's like, you're disqualified from the survey.
Well, this sad story is a good time to plug our Patreon, I think.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, patreon.com/WeHateMovies. Yeah,
there it is.
And we got a bunch of bonus content.
Yeah, we can get Andrew some socks without holes in them. We could really get him out of the gutter.
People at work have been laughing at me.
For the price of a beer a month, this young man doesn't have to live in a cage.
He doesn't have to listen to Citibank. Yeah. He doesn't have to get excited about Citibank surveys.
Sanaa Lathan is on that Shots Fired cabin. Have you watched any of that?
I have. I watched. I didn't like it. I liked Demi's episode. Yeah. I watched that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's fine. They're trying to do. It's a huge subject, so I give them credit for that.
It's just surprising that it's on Fox.
Yeah, that also.
She was on some like Al Franken sitcom in the late 90s.
She has been everywhere.
Well, she's in Love and Basketball,
which is great.
And she's in those Best Man movies, Best Man and Best Man.
Oh,
Best
man,
Holiday.
That is a great franchise to be in because every couple of fucking years, here it comes. Here's your check. This movie's gonna kill the box office dead.
Let's just get a bunch of friends together and do another thing. Best Man Summer Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Best Man Stuck in Traffic.
Best Man Intervention is coming up. Oh, yes.
That one's going to be tough.
I think she's in The Wood, too.
She's going to be in both?
I don't think The Wood had a sequel, but it should.
It should, yeah. Get The Wood back together.
But, I mean, she's on this... She's on this ice reef, essentially,
yeah.
And she gets this call.
This is so stupid.
Bring.
Ooh.
Hello? Hi, this is New Paltz Alumni Foundation. We're actually looking for it.
She's way more accomplished than a New Paltz alum. Come on.
It's some evil-voiced man from the other side says, hello, Mrs. Lathan.
Hello, I got business to contend with.
Mr. Whalen needs you.
I forgot to trim my fingers! You're having a nightmare that you're in the Antarctic!
It's so stupid, though, because she gets to the top of the cliff and the dude is, like, there on the phone. Yeah. It's like, well,
you didn't notice the helicopter landing?
Yeah, you would have heard that shit. Come on.
Also, alternatively, you didn't die when the helicopter landed.
Yeah. It shook the ice to its core.
This is the Whalen Corporation, not the Whalen. It's before the merger.
Before the merger.
Wow. Yeah.
And I don't know when that merger was because I'm pretty sure that in Prometheus, and I just saw Alien Covenant, it's still just Whalen.
Oh, really?
So when the fuck
does Yutani show up?
I don't know what the fuck Yutani's problem is.
Was there like an antitrust suit or something? Like they were preventing the merger for a while?
It might be. I don't know what's going on.
Like, that would be a monopoly on space trucking.
Yutani was the MCI of the whole thing. Ask your grandparents about MCI.
Oh, yeah, man.
I might have to.
They were like Sprint, but worse. So then we cut to the first scene of The Exorcist because we're in the Middle East on some sort of dig.
It's very the beginning of Jurassic Park. This is Sam.
You're totally right.
Sam Neill with the kid. Practically, it's like they're in a dig, and like he find this Italian guy and his blonde friend finds like a Pepsi bottle cap, but it's like burp, 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 fart, and they're like, we just lost all the money.
Must be crazy.
It's a good way to get some product placement in, by the way.
He
starts using it as like a medallion.
Well, that's like, how can we keep up the Pepsi product placement? Maybe this dude will wear it as a necklace.
He should have given that necklace to the Predator and Alien when they were fighting.
Oh.
To like, defuse the situation.
Or like give it to the Predator. Yeah. Like, here's a gift, like kill the Xenomorph kind of thing.
They're very into honorifics, those Predators.
Big time.
As we learn in this movie, too.
They're all honorary doctors as well.
Of course.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, like Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Dr. Cosby, you've been condemned to death.
You think they're going to do that? They're going to keep his doctor title when they fucking finally sentence him to the tomb?
Oh, I don't know. That motherfucker. He's not getting sentenced to anything.
No, he's waiting to die right now.
Well, he's going to do a Joe Pa.
What's that? Oh,
Joe Paterno.
Oh, what?
They were like, hey, Joe Paterno, you knew that that dude was fucking kids and you didn't do anything about it because you love football. Yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah? Oh, the cancer. And he died.
So this is your warning, Paterno. You got 2 years to die.
So Paterno's dead.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying they went up to him and said, oh, look, this court case is coming.
No, he died like almost instantly. It was quite amazing.
Yeah, I feel like they're just like sending Cosby cigarettes and like come on, Cosby, let's go.
So then we're just on our way to Antarctica, man, as quick as can be, with Mr. Weyland himself, Lance Henriksen, because I'll buy that for a dollar. Because
apparently the idea is Lance Henriksen obviously played Bishop in Aliens.
Right.
So the idea is like, oh, he used his own design. Why would you? I mean, that does make sense. Wait. Why would you ever make a robot that looks like Lance Henriksen unless it was the guy?
Because you want it to be like a nondiscreet, like a
I see. Yeah, like that
could be. He's just a guy.
You, yeah. That's what you really thought.
What?
That's your whole reason. Yeah. I thought it was just Lance Henriksen is cheap. I thought
it's cheap to make a face look like that.
Or you mean the character of Weyland is cheap?
Yes, yeah. It's cheap to bring him back. Rather than asking fucking any of the other
creepy looking, you know?
It's like, just stupid. It's just fucking stupid. It's like, how can we find ways to link this movie that nobody wants to the original franchise of Alien? There you go. He's, you know,
I stand by. It's the cheapest way to do that.
But look at the other people that are in this movie. Aside from Sanaa Lathan, who I think at the time was the person doing the most work out of anybody in these movies,
Ewan Bremner is the big name. If there is a big name, and he's not a big name because it's just Ewan Bremner.
Spud from Trainspotting.
Henriksen's the evil guy. The number two there. Double two. The number two is from Master of None. Yep. He's Salmon. What's his name?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's
the actor who, like, the really, hello, Aziz.
Oh, that's where he's from?
Yeah, I think that's him.
Oh. I mean, yes. That shows you how much.
The finger thing means the money in a big way. That's the other thing, too, is, like, center these movies, like, Alien is always centered by Sigourney Weaver, who's a powerhouse actress. You've got Predator 1, you've got Arnold, and you've got, like, you know, Carl Weathers, that's something.
Well, I mean, you're coming for Arnold.
Yeah, you got an ensemble there.
Bill Duke, Jesse Ventura.
Exactly. Predator There's a 2, lot of great you, Toughman.
Predator 2, you got Busey, you've got Danny Glover. Like, these
you
are.
You got Bill Paxton.
There are stars you could.
Reuben Blades.
It's true.
Reuben Blades.
That kid that was in the graveyard. Like, that Predator said, want some candy?
You couldn't get, like, I don't know, like, get Charlie Sheen. Actually, just get Charlie Sheen versus Predator.
Sure,
like,
that's, why not? Yeah. That's a thing.
They tried it with Adrian Brody. It didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, though, movie? In 2004, you could not get Charlie Sheen. He was on that fucking sitcom that I hate.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He was probably expensive as hell.
Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
He was too busy letting everything fester.
To your question, I didn't see that Robert Rodriguez produced Predators movie.
Never have.
From Nimrod Antal?
Yes, correct.
Is it just a remake of the first movie?
It's pretty different.
I remember not liking it. I don't remember much else.
It's not like very good.
It's like a jungle of Predators.
Yeah, like there's several different Predators.
But it's not the same plot as Nimrod. Okay.
No, not at all.
Do you get to see Topher Grace get murdered in that movie then?
I believe so, yes.
Cueing it up.
Oh no!
That's the only time it's happened. Otherwise, I have to watch Spider-Man 3 again.
Oh yeah,
and I'm already gonna have to do this.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Spoiler.
Oh, teaser.
Teaser. So yeah, teaser. And like basically, Weyland comes out. He's like, "There's been a great disturbance under this fucking cave." Basically, like, essentially, there's
it's like a thousand voices screamed out at once, and we're suddenly silenced. Use a force, god damn it. That's no Xenobite.
You'd be a great Jedi, huh? Give him a stupid ponytail. You get Lance Henriksen in there.
You know why? Because he's patient as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Henriksen is not a guy that freaks out.
Yeah,
I mean, he's freaked out on film, but he doesn't traditionally freak out, which is you want patience with the Jedi.
But everyone would be like, oh my god, it's one of them dark Jedi's. Like, no, I'm not. Like, yeah, you are.
Oh, you're going to turn any second.
I swear to God. Come on. Look at you. Just look at him.
Look at him. Look how fucked up he looks.
He looks like a skeleton. Stop it.
You're the guy that summoned Pumpkinhead. Come on, you're telling me you're not a dark Jedi.
Millennium, you don't think I watched it.
The idea of some dude in the Jedi Temple harassing Lance Henriksen over having seen all of Millennium.
Got a little, after season two, little not good.
Yeah, I saw those Earth Hollow vids. This guy's evil.
So basically it's like, oh, there's a heat signature in this pyramid that's 1,000 meters under ice. We're going to go find it. And Alexa is like, look, it's a bad idea. I'm not going to do it. This is a death sentence, blah, blah, blah. You're going to send all these scientists to their death. This is where, and he's like, oh, you know, fine, fuck you. This is where you double it. I've always wanted to do that to somebody, but like,
double
it. Oh, whatever you're paying me, you better double it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You need me to. Well, her whole thing is like, there's not enough time to train all these scientists appropriately. She's being, you know, cautious about it. But yeah, I would just be like, dude, double it. Yeah. Less, like half the time, double the money. Mm-hmm. That's how that works.
That's a bluff that Lance Henriksen is ready to go against.
He's ready to double his ready.
Oh, no, but he's ready. He already has somebody else on the line. He's not waiting for Sanaa Lathan to say, okay.
I keep yelling at Patreon, double it, nothing happens.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I did that to my boss. She's like, could you go back to work now?
Double it!
Yeah, I will if you double it.
Double what?
Okay, double the work. You'll take on a new assignment.
You want more roast beef sandwich?
I only do that at the pizza place, basically. Like, okay, yeah. Double. I was like, yeah, you got it, fat guy.
Yeah, yeah. Steve works at a pizzeria.
I'm always tempted to say double it at Subway. Subway sandwiches. Double up that meat. Mm-hmm. But they gouge you, man. Oh, God, dude. They just kill you.
They're the worst.
You shouldn't be paying $12 for a sandwich.
Also, it's Subway in parentheses meat.
Yeah, you know, Subway's turkey-based ham.
There's not a
entire-based turkey.
But ironically, steak-based tires, which is weird.
Those are delicious.
Steakums.
Chewy.
We don't get, and I mean, this is the thing, like, again, either you should be doing blue-collar or whatever, or... mercenaries, but we just get a bunch of scientists, but not even really a bunch of scientists. It's you and Bremner and nobody.
It's nobody. Like, there's fucking no one in this movie. And it's like, if you're going to have nobody in a movie, fine. At least make those nobodies characters.
Sure.
This movie does neither.
Or, alternatively, give them really, really grotesque deaths.
I like that idea.
This is very simple. I don't need the star power. I just need you to give a shit about what you're doing here.
Chris Cavan's Hollywood tell-all, I don't need the star power. I mean, you're totally right. And listen, watching this PG-13 version, it's like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah,
like,
I'm curious.
Well, it's bullshit things that I don't know if it looks any different in the unrated cut, which I guess all three of you watched.
How long was your cut?
We're talking 100 minutes flat.
Okay, so we had like 4 minutes extra or something?
Yeah, I just feel like it's seconds on the kill.
Well, but it's also, I feel like it might be some computer editing, though, because I had several things where like the Predator's spears going through people and whatnot, and it's like it's through a human being, and it's like clean.
Oh, no, that's definitely in the...
That's in there.
Yeah, because...
Really?
No, it's not in the...
Oh, they are gory.
Yeah, there's just blood. It's CGI blood. Yeah, it's CGI blood.
I mean, it's CGI
blood.
Because this is like, it's just it's a shot of the prop, and there's no blood on it.
That's stupid.
It doesn't fucking make any sense. Like, there's the one thing where the Predator's spear is like invisible, and it goes through the dude.
Yeah.
And then, like, it turns, and it's just, like, clean. It's the cleanest spear. It's like they just got it from Dick's Sporting Goods.
Why would the blood stayed invisible.
Well, actually, that's what the effect should be, is, like, a bunch of blood on the spear.
Give me, like, the outline of blood, then, you know?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. What am I fucking going to these movies for?
Even the simplest thing in the world. Blood on the floor.
Yeah,
sure.
Ewan Bremner.
I love blood on the floor.
Ewan Bremner gets taken by one of these fucking aliens at one point, and he gets like, you know, pulled up from the thing, and I'm like, okay, he got hurt there. Nothing.
Yeah,
it's just like he's gone.
These clean pulls. I mean, it's like,
and this is Predator we're talking about. These are always Predator's always a hard R.
Yep.
Aliens always a hard R. You know,
they're always
R. Hard
always
R. Like, you know what I mean? Like
brain matter, fucking
that's what
skinned
you want.
People hanging from trees, man. Like, come on.
But for some reason, they're like, oh, all these kids watched those R movies at home, and now the kids want to go to the movies, make it PG-13.
That was a early 2000s thing. We were very afraid of R-rated movies for some reason.
Big
like,
time.
Dude, we didn't fucking figure it out until Deadpool. What are you talking about? I mean, that was like last year.
Took forever.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that was just the thing. Like, we'll get them to theater, and then like you can get the unrated thing on Blu-ray, which is it's fucking bullshit.
Like, a horror movie shouldn't be rated PG-13. What am I doing here?
No,
well,
it should not.
That's the thing, is they try to turn both of these franchises, which are to me primarily horror movies,
yeah,
and they try to turn them into a pure action movie,
yeah,
which is horseshit.
Action adventure, by the way.
Yeah,
like,
what
a
lion.
Bit of adventure
fuck,
was going
There's
on here.
Predator's
like,
action.
Predator. They both have action elements. I give that. But for the most part, when you have a tree of skinned people,
yeah.
I'm like, that's horror.
See, the first
Predator. I'm so scared right now. Oh my God, I'm so fucking terrified.
It was really great.
What are you waiting for, huh?
Because they didn't know what was killing them. That's what made it so great in the first
Hey,
movie.
Jesse, this guy wants to know what my favorite scary movie is. Should I answer yes or no?
Hey, Jesse, it was ridiculous. The phone rang in the middle of the night, and I picked it up, and the tongue licked my mouth from the phone.
If you find yourself in a Predator movie, here's what you do, okay? You don't split up.
My mother, Laurie Metcalf, she is the real killer.
You cover yourself in mud.
It turns out it was two teenage boys dressed like Predators. They were doing Predator at the same time.
I'm going to kill you with a television set, Matthew Lillard.
Oh, mercy.
No, so like, I mean, like, we wind up going. We're going to the thing. And I mean, like, it takes a long time for the alien and the predator to meet.
You better believe it. Like, on this, we're on a boat, like, crashing through Antarctic ice, kind of a deal.
Because
to, like,
the pyramid's
get to
this like 100
island.
Things down. It's like a really far way down under ice.
Right. And so at one point, there is just a shot of, like, inside the Predator spacecraft.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, cool. Fucking Predators, finally. Mm-hmm. And you see, like, a laser shoot down to Earth. And we don't know what it is. But then it's just back to these boring ass people on a boat.
They do mention that like this temple's like got the architecture of like the Aztecs and
the
Cambodia
Egyptians.
And the Egyptians, and how like it's like the first pyramid
right
ever, and it's like of the first civilization, and
that's when you start piecing it together, man. You're like, oh fuck,
yeah,
Predator was Ancient Aliens.
Yes.
This is an Ancient Aliens movie.
Yes, and they do that flashback of like, and they were worshipped as gods.
Yep.
And, you know, they're the predators up on the top of the pyramid like, oh, thanks, guys.
Can we? Thanks for the Academy Award. The President Predator ring the Academy Awards every year.
No, well, you know, like the people, you know, the common folk that they will then kill or whatever. Or used to lure aliens to then kill aliens.
That is, I think, the most interesting part of. Can we talk about that, or should we?
We're
table
using
that?
The I word? No, yeah, let's go. Yeah, I think we should go
jump.
To the hold.
Yeah. Oh, go.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Well, okay. So that scene is incredibly interesting to me because most of this movie, the aliens are considered the villains of the movie,
right?
For the most part, because they kill everybody.
Sure.
In this situation, so the predator, the species of the predators, birthed all these aliens and proliferated them.
Yeah.
They bred them so that they could kill them.
Correct.
How is the Predator not the villain of all of this?
It's a good question, because...
Like, he just, like...
It's like he's the evil mastermind. He's like the Dr. Monroe.
Yeah, like, he bred all these, like, species and just did it to kill them constantly over and over again.
Right.
No matter what.
Well, you know what? Here, I'll tell you why. Because there's no way for an alien xenomorph to look sympathetic in any capacity. And that's the end of this fucking movie.
They also can't communicate.
Is this like, yeah, and like this disgusting, you know, this crab face thing, like, you know, is like, it's got eyeballs and it can look at Sanaa Lathan like sort of emotionally. I mean, sure. The end of this movie is her kind of defending her boyfriend, the Predator.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you can't do that with a xenomorph. So like, yeah, sure, they were bred to be murdered. And that's a bummer for the xenomorph. But also like... You know, they're like some evil little fucking animals, man. I mean, they're just as dangerous as anything else. Like, but, they should be exterminated.
But they didn't they, like, bring them there for that?
But the weird... So,
yes, they did.
That's the idea.
It's like, very unethical of the Predator.
No, I'm not defending the Predator. I'm just saying, like, from the movie's point of view...
And it's also a humanoid. You identify with humanoid more than you would, like, a snake spider.
Here's my question, because, I mean, to your point, Andrew, like, we probably don't follow Predator 2, which takes place on an alternate timeline. But we are following mostly Predator 1, right? So, like, why would the... So the Predators, as a species, like, we got this great planet called Earth. We go there every 100 years to hunt aliens. It's a great... Oh man, it's just a great place to go, spread out.
Everybody's getting blown.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good vacation. It's like Cabo, right?
Yeah.
It's
Predator Cabo.
It's Predator Cabo.
It's the MTV beach house.
And we go there for a very specific reason, which is to incubate humans and blah, blah, blah. So then what is the Predator doing in the 1980s in the fucking Venezuelan jungle hunting Arnold Schwarzenegger and only Arnold Schwarzenegger without any xenomorphs anywhere near?
Well, that's true.
Well, yeah.
I think he's a separatist Predator.
Oh, I see.
Isn't there something about the first movie? Doesn't he, like, crash land?
Oh, is he accident?
I think he's just passing by.
Yeah, and he breaks down.
Or maybe he was hungry.
Oh, could be.
Like, drive through.
Well, no, because I think his ship like crashes, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's some twinkle where like the ship goes down. Yeah,
yeah, I think so. That's at least that movie. The second movie where they're under the fucking streets of Los Angeles, I can't even tell.
So it's like, oh, it's like when you go to Cabo, you want to stay in Cabo. You don't want to go outside. So that's like, oh man, that's what it is. It's like, now I'm in this backwoods thing hunting Arnold Schwarzenegger. But it's like,
oh fuck, I left the resort compound.
Exactly.
Like, just set this movie, put the temple, the Predator temple on Mars or something. Have it be like an expedition to Mars, and you get there, and it's like, well, maybe there's Martians, and it turns out to be xenomorphs and Predators.
Yeah, that would be cool.
A great idea.
More interesting than, and it would preserve the idea of hunting humans on Earth as well, I guess.
Right. It would certainly allow them to get a little bit more visually interesting since all these freaking grim black.
Wait a second. In order to prevent some unnecessary tweets from being fired off, now I'm remembering, though, that the plot of AVP Requiem, I think, is also that a Predator crash lands on Earth for some reason. That's a Predator breakdown movie for sure.
What's good about that movie is you got suburbia, you know, or whatever.
And it's also, we're just fucking unapologetically killing people.
Killing.
And it's awesome.
Murder and slaughter, that's what I came here for, please.
Because the Arctic is boring as fuck without Kurt Russell.
So you're goddamn right. Yeah. Who's going to put their feet up on something?
It was early 2000s, get Kurt Russell. What's he doing? Dark Blue? No one's going to watch Dark Blue. Get him in a fucking Alien versus Predator movie.
You're goddamn right.
That would be amazing.
Right.
Maybe he's the captain of the ship that goes to Mars.
Here's the thing. Did you guys know that the Predators have names in this movie?
No.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
But you have to translate the incomplete triangle.
They have, did I not have the subtitles on?
Yeah. They have cute little
this
nicknames.
Is Grimrax. This is Toga.
You wish it was Grimrax and Toga. It is.
Oh, man, I want those dudes. It's like plush toys. little teddy bears.
Grimrax and Toga. The main Predator who winds up almost getting to second base with Sonal Lathan. Scar.
Oh,
because
that's
he like
stupid.
Marks himself,
his but who? But that. Where is this being displayed in the movie?
And then the other two are named Chopper and Celtic.
No, they're not
Celtic.
I'm already. That was a fake thing. That was our Gallagher fucking fact. Somebody did it for this.
Somebody's just making up.
It's on Wikipedia. I think that's probably in the production notes. It might even be in the credits as he's.
Oh, maybe he was in the novelization.
Speaking of stupid shit, on the IMDb trivia, I saw that this is the first Predator movie to feature a left-handed Predator.
I saw that and almost spit on my own phone. What a stupid thing.
How about that?
Just imagine that that's what you do. Like, you watch this movie, and what you take from it is that there was a left-handed Predator.
Yeah. No, but you know what, Chris? You only take that from the movie after the 12th time you've seen it.
I guess so.
The Predator in Predator 2 is ambidextrous.
Well, I like the idea of somebody watching it on a big screen TV and like, hold on, like rewinding. watching him grab his spear, rewinding, watching grab his spear. Honey, get my predator tapes!
I think we've got a left-handed predator.
You know what, babe?
I don't think we've had a left-handed predator before.
Babe, put some coffee on. I got a lot of research to do tonight. Yeah. We're going to be watching some movies. We're going to be watching some movies.
Paul W.S. Anderson probably just flipped the shot.
Yeah,
it's like digitally flipped. The super fans, though, this just reminds me. I get this quick story out of the way. It's not anything, but...
It's called Aliens vs. Predator.
They're in Antarctica.
I was projecting at the multiplex at the time. We're talking 2004. I was in college, so it must have been either like summer this movie came out or like over a break or something.
That sounds right.
Working. And there was a dude who he sucked at his job horribly and not many people liked him.
Don't talk about me like that, man.
And, he was a nice enough guy. He was just, like, kind of lazy and shitty. Oh, also Chris.
Oh, man.
Smoked!
So he puts in that he's going to take, like, a Friday night off. And, like, you know, being an usher at a movie theater, like, that's a no-go. Like, you got to be open.
Sure.
But it was, like, just that Friday. So the manager gave it to him. It was whatever. I go downstairs for, like, a cup of coffee that night. And I see this dude. And I'm like, motherfucker, you asked for the night off. You can't be coming into work. What are you, crazy? So I see this dude. I was like, hey, man, what are you doing? Like, what are you here for? And he, like, claps his hands together and then, like, spreads his arms out wide. Like, you know, I'm crazy for asking. And he's like, dude, AVP, bro.
Oh, man.
And you go to the theater you work in instead of a different theater.
Well, it's free.
You got it for free. And so
stand in the place where you work, watching Alien vs. Predator every live long day now.
It was ridiculous, though, because then I was like, oh, you're excited for that movie? And he just goes, dude, my whole family is.
What?
Cut to that joke from The Simpsons where Cletus is like, come out here, Cody, Scooter, Bonnet, Ryan, Gator,
Grimrax, Toga,
Scar, Chopper, Celtic. Dude, like 12 people walked by
all
me.
All dressed like predators.
A lot of them young children.
Did he get all 12 in for free?
Dude, they all just... it was outrageous.
That is gross misconduct.
Fucking outrageous.
He was going to college or something. Like, I don't understand how
this dude wasn't going to college.
But it was outrageous. I was like, you brought your whole family. Possibly some extended cousins came in from out of town to jointly watch Alien vs. Predator.
That's crazy.
To sit
Everyone
in a room,
saw this is going to be a turd. Everyone saw this.
To sit in a room and be fucking grossly disappointed 2 hours later.
So, I mean, like, what we're doing here is we get in the pyramid, we find some stuff. We're doing a lot of that thing that archaeologists in movies like to do, which is grab shit and start solving puzzles right away. Like, no gloves, just grabbing everything.
Just touching shit. Yeah, how no one... Like, it's gotta be mandatory. Like, alright, man, we're in this fucking temple. Everybody put gloves on.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Get a,
and
get
don't
a,
touch
like
anything.
A,
we're just gonna take pictures for now. The next trip, maybe
get
we'll
that
move
little
some
duster out. Yeah. Dust some shit off.
I say don't even go into the fucking thing.
Yeah.
You found it. Like, Lance Henriksen's whole thing is, I don't want somebody else to find it. That's the whole thing.
Put a flag on it.
Yeah. You're there. And then, make camp.
Yeah, make
get another
camp,
team in here.
Get a whole bunch of people. Get like 100 people. Get a facility.
Yes.
And then have all of them slaughtered so that I can have a good movie here.
Yeah, there
Look,
you go.
When they discovered the alien spacecraft buried in the Arctic in the first X-Files movie, which this movie also rips off horribly, the FBI had a whole fucking team down there. It was like a camp of people.
That's how you
It
do
wasn't
this.
Just Mulder and Scully. Like, eventually Mulder and Scully got separated.
Well, that's the government founded. This is a private business.
Oh, shit. Privatized.
Yeah, you're totally right. The Cokes got this one.
And, you know, that's actually... And
man, I'd love to see them ripped apart by a predator.
Sebastian Coke.
You know, the predator...
David's like great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson.
Oh, man, the Cokes are going to have some fucking androids made after them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, why is that android so dumpy?
Well, here's the thing, though, is in movies, getting a team of, like you say, like, you know, it was a rite of the passage for the predators to do this thing. In movie language, it's a rite of passage for a billionaire to get scientists killed.
Yeah,
like a group of you want to get.
That's true.
Like, that's how you go. You cut your teeth as a billionaire is you get a team of scientists killed
right
in a remote location.
But now the thing of it is, this movie gets it right with Lance Henriksen, who is like just murdered by a predator at one point. Yeah. Whereas they changed the movie from the book of Jurassic Park, and that motherfucker John Hammond makes it out alive.
Oh, he's dancing in all those movies.
I know, but in the book he gets killed by raptors on a boat.
Yes.
It's great.
Quite killed.
He gets super murdered.
This is, speaking of this billionaires making their bones, killing scientists, do you think this is what Donnie's doing in the White House?
Well, he's actively... I mean, like, it's different from, like, accidentally getting scientists killed, which is kind of the...
Well, I'm going to need a bunch of scientists to go to this airfield in Syria. Don't ask me why. There's something that needs to be looked into.
Okay.
Launch the bombs.
Do you think climate change deniers love like Roland Emmerich movies?
Yeah.
And they're like, there's a reason they call it science fiction. It's science fucking fiction. 2012, science fucking fiction.
Day After Tomorrow, documentary.
So, I mean, like, there's not a lot of plot here. We find out that the pyramid itself is this weird maze that is kind of like a... Oh, by the way, the alien queen gets woken up, like,
defrosted and woken up. Okay.
Possibly controversial opinion. The introduction of the alien queen in Aliens, although awesome and it's a great couple of scenes, kind of weakened the franchise. Like, I think that the idea that we always have to see what the alien queen is up to, it's like, I don't necessarily need it in every movie.
Was that in the third one, though?
Good question.
I don't think so.
I don't think it is. But I think they brought it back in the fourth one, and that was its downfall.
That sucks. The second one, it exists solely so Sigourney Weaver can call it a bitch.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
And it's really cool.
And
but
if
it's
you
like,
want to talk about like how these things breed, I can see making a queen, but the thing is like so much science fiction since then has ripped that off.
Yes.
To such a degree. We even got a Borg queen.
Yeah, no, totally. Borg queen. You have the fucking queen in Independence Day Resurgence that looks just like the alien queen.
That was the worst.
Why I'm so upset about the alien queen.
Dude, James Cameron's got a fucking lawsuit against, speaking of Roland Emmerich, by the way. I mean, what are you doing?
Why would that be a queen? Why would they breed like queen like that? Would they breed like
they're
ants?
Because they're little... Like, the aliens in Independence Day are like little gleep-glops in huge mech suits.
Yeah, so you would think that they, like, went to fucking college and, like...
So what is, like...
lived a normal life, and instead they're being shit out by a queen nonstop?
Well, that's what's insane.
It's like, college.
Does the queen's suit open and, like, what, Roseanne comes out? Like, I don't...
Possibly.
Is this The Critic? It's like an episode of The Critic.
Oh my god, the alien queen's weirdly transphobic.
I just learned that about Roseanne, and quite disheartening.
Yeah. Is she really?
Yeah,
I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
No, nobody likes that.
You know, they're doing a revival of that show. Who the fuck could care?
That's where it came out, because my wife told me about it, and she was like, Roseanne fucking sucks, and I was like, Roseanne's a comedy pioneer, and she was like, yeah, but she's like transphobic and shitty to people. And I was like, oh, well, that sucks.
But she thinks she's still okay.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
But how are you doing that? I mean, I'm sorry. The end of that series is John Goodman passes away.
Yeah.
And he's been dead for a whole year at like the finale of that show. So you're telling me you're going to bring back Roseanne without Dan Connor?
Force ghost Dan Connor.
No.
Darla,
you must go to the Dagobah system.
No, or maybe it's Cloverfield Lane there. Like the whole, it's the Connor family underground in a bunker.
That'd be great.
Post-apoc, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That movie, I'll tell you right now, you want to talk about snub of the century? I'm not saying win for it. John Goodman should have been nominated for an Academy Award for the performance in 10 Cloverfield Lane.
It's a pretty good movie.
He's fucking awesome in that movie.
He's great in that movie.
The movie itself isn't amazing.
I liked it.
John Goodman in that. I liked it too, but like John Goodman in that movie steals the show.
Get John Goodman in this movie. Like you could have easily
got that.
Oh my God.
You need a fucking...
Colonel John Goodman.
Yep, he would be a military figure. It would be amazing. Well, you could just do the thing where, oh man, the most bone-chilling John Goodman of all time, when he fucking walks into the Oval Office and talks shit to Martin Sheen and says, like, with all due respect, Mr. President, get the hell out of my office. Ooh, my spine's just tingling thinking
you're
about
relieved,
it
now. Sir.
With all due respect, Mr. Predator, get the hell out of my office. Mr. Predator. John Goodman actually has a fairly good death scene in Kong Skull Island.
He does.
Oh,
it's like
spoiler.
It's funny and brutal.
Spoiler city.
You know what? If you didn't see that movie in theaters, you shouldn't see it.
So the alien, here's the thing. The alien queen is like frozen and like wakes up and starts like fucking shitting out eggs. And it's like in this like weird factory. It's the aliens like making shit happen.
But it's like who? Okay, there's so many questions here. First question, what is freezing it?
Yeah, great.
What the fuck? I mean, I guess we're in Antarctica, but like in that, in the chamber, nothing's frozen.
And we don't know what temperature does an alien freeze?
What is a good, that's a great question. What is a good temperature to freeze a xenomorph?
That's Ray Bradbury book.
You're right. We should have definitely had more backstory for the predators and their whole, this whole thing.
Well, you know, listen, you don't want an alien queen with freezer burn. They don't taste as good. So that's a question. But then also, like, these eggs just start falling out.
She's been ready to shit for a month, for 100 years, it seems.
But it's like, where was the dude?
Who's he? You never
fertilized
those. No, dude, it's a predator with, like, a cotton swab full of alien cum.
Your records say that you're currently on Dextotril and...
fucking predator checking the queen's chart.
So have you felt any more problems in your limbs? I know they're shackled and everything, but you know, we could do something for you there.
Oh, it's kicking. Feel my thorax.
Oh God, help us all.
Oh, it's turned around. We're gonna have to get in there. Okay. All right.
Gotta make a Z section.
Oh, watch out, acid got me. Well, that's the other thing, too, actually. Why the aliens have been hunting predators for thousands of years at this point.
It's a proud tradition. Yep.
And they're, like, super technologically advanced. How did they not figure out fucking armor that doesn't... that is acid resistant?
Here's what I think that is. The predators are a proud race
of
hunter-gatherers. Each time it's like...
But it's like they wouldn't be going there loaded up with their Calbella's fucking hunting gear.
Oh, big xenomorph hunter! They're playing that on the show
in a Cabela's.
Yes, space Cabela's, dude. Oh,
but I just think they like to start at square one every time. It's like a fair fight.
I feel like if you're doing gear, get the best gear. You know.
Man, the back of a predator, it's like an opening Star Wars shot, you know what I mean? It's like the ship, it's a predator ship, and then at the back it just says, if you're reading this, the bitch fell off. Because that's what the predators are, man.
We pan down to a predator wearing a Bass Pro fishing shop hat or whatever.
Do you have a camo cover for your second tire?
Well, let me get some of that xenomorph jerky. Thank you very much. It's great. I want a mud flap for the back of my spaceship that just says it's a picture of a xenomorph and she's got huge titties.
You know, we were thinking of getting some fishing gear and going to pick up a few baby xenomorphs out of the pond.
And then a bumper sticker that says half triangle square slash
Hillary Clinton.
And then rhombus. Oh boy.
Oh, don't
got
rhombus.
Her good.
Rhombus that bitch.
But her rhombus.
Hillary for half circle. You know what I'm saying, man? You know what I'm saying?
Just one that says InfoWars.
So this like maze becomes activated when the alien queen wakes up. We get separated. There's like a bunch of nobodies everywhere. Like the main group is Alexa, what's his face, Lance Henriksen, and this other guy,
some Italian dude.
Oh, the Italian with the little Pepsi bottle on his thing.
Yeah, that guy and Spud's there.
Yeah, and they all kind of get separated, and
because the temple starts moving. Yeah, it's like a Nickelodeon show.
It is. The Olmec is involved apparently.
Well, they say every 10 minutes. And we discovered this because the Italian guy, who's some sort of scientist...
He's an archaeologist.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He's like he's reading the shit out of these walls.
Oh, man, he knows everything.
Dude, and he's fluent in Predator.
Isn't it him and his archaeologist pal that I don't remember because it's a nobody?
Yeah, the dude who looks like a D-grade version of the blonde guy from Rent?
Yes. Anthony Rapp. He looks like bullshit looks Anthony Rapp. Like which does. Also get Anthony Rapp. It's very easy.
Oh, yeah. He was waiting by the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He was waiting literally by a phone.
And then there's, they've all, it's bullshit Anthony Rapp and bullshit Switch from The Matrix.
Yes.
Not totally like this.
Oh, man, that woman should have said that when she gets a face hugger thrown at her.
I disgusted my fiance last night. She's like, oh, she looks like that lady from The Matrix. And I immediately went, not like this. And she's like, how do you know that line?
Oh, come on. It's the best line.
Come on.
It's definitely the best Switch line.
Yeah, I mean,
wasn't it the only Switch line?
The kill switch. Kill switch.
So, but they get separated, and they're in like a predator, an alien like breeding room with a bunch of eggs in it. Mm-hmm. And I think actually, in terms of like inconsistent horror tropes, there is the old joke of like zombies, a zombie bite could turn you into a zombie inconsistently movie to movie. But like movie to movie, alien in incubation is so
big
rampantly
time.
Inconsistent.
Yeah. Big time.
John Hurt like is down for like hours, even a day. He wakes up, he eats breakfast. Mm. Uh-oh, alien.
Because that's a good movie.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott directed
that.
This is like 6 minutes.
It's really fucking fast. I don't get it.
Is that fucking thing in Super Mario Brothers 2 that spits eggs at everyone?
Birdo.
Is that a xenomorph?
Yes.
Oh, she might be.
Yeah, that's
she might be the alien queen. Mm-bow. Bow, bow, bow.
You bow. Seem to have these shells in your mouth every like. Bow. Oh my god! Every bow. Every second. Oh my! I can't bow. Catch all. Oh bow. My god! Oh god!
All right, Birdo, what have you been eating, pal?
Bow.
Oh, let me, that's tender.
Oh, ew.
Bow.
So, I mean, like, they get infested. Aliens finally come out. Now we get Alien versus Predator.
Ooh.
There are specifically, I think, three exact scenes of Aliens versus Predator mm-hmm. in this movie.
And by the way, Lance Henriksen needs, again, in the Alien world, the businessman gets it the worst, right? Like, that's
mm-hmm. yes.
Paul Reiser gets it real fucking bad.
That's right, in Aliens. Oof.
What's his face? Ian Holm is a robot, but he's like a company man robot. He gets it bad in Alien. Like, these are things you... And, like, Lance Henriksen, like, turns out to be a really kind man that, like, has a heroic death. No.
I don't know.
He has to push, like, Lexa down the stairs to save himself and get impaled on something and get his head fucked
up. Well, it's also an obnoxious thing, and I hate when... There's other instances where this has happened, where, like, he goes up against the monster, right? And Predator's like, it appears as if you have stage 4 lung cancer.
Whatever. Let me take a look at your chart here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. We won't be able to help you out. This qualifies as a pre-existing condition.
You see this cloudy area up here? That's not supposed to be like that.
Oh, Lance, sit down. I don't know how to tell you this, buddy. You got any family or what?
But yeah, so he notices that he's got like cancer or whatever. It's non-specific. I guess we couldn't afford the trademarked cancer in this movie.
Because he says earlier, he like bonds with Lex and he's like, I'm sick. And she's like, oh, you can't go on the trip. He's like, just give me this one, Lex.
Yeah.
So the Predator doesn't kill, as in Predator 2, does not kill pregnant women and does not kill sick people.
Well, terminally ill, he's like, there's no honor in killing a weak, sickly person.
The young and thriving, however.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Quite a lot of
nature
honor.
Beat him to Lance Henriksen.
Right. But then Lance, Predator just walks away, and Lance Henriksen's like, oh, you don't walk away from me, you stupid fucking alien. And like, what, he shoots something at him?
He
tries to light him on fire.
Torch.
That's right. Yeah, it's like pretty lame. It's like hairspray and a lighter, and he goes at it. And the Predator's like, really, dude? I gave you a second chance because you're going to be dead in a week anyway, but all right, fine, fuck you, and just murders him.
I got fucking 40 minutes of this movie left to go, man. And you're playing this shit with me. I'm just going to kill you, okay?
Now, how does he die in the unrated
cut? Just gets impaled, and okay. it is bloody.
Okay, I was wondering if maybe it changed. Like
a lot of lame impalings.
You want a sick decapitation.
At the very least.
Because it's like, it would be a quick, like, Predator, like, fuck you kill. Like, you just, like, wink, quachow. Yeah. And he's just dead.
I want it. You know, pardon me on this one, but when it comes to Alien versus Predator, Aliens or Predator, I want a kill that's more substantial, more creative than Braveheart.
Yeah.
Half the deaths in Braveheart are impalings. I don't fucking need it, man.
Yeah, Braveheart's got better death when that Englishman gets his leg chopped off.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Even that's more creative.
There's your boobers.
It's historical.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of Predator just kicking dudes in this. Like, oh, a scientist. Let me just kick him down this shaft.
Well, the biggest bunch of bullshit is at the beginning of the movie when they're like the Predators kind of they get to Antarctica and they sort of like lay waste to the whaling village,
yeah,
which is just all these like mercenaries that Lance Henriksen hired. But there's one part where one of these hard bodies is like, oh, what's chasing me or something like that. And he backs up into a room or whatever it is. And there's all these pre-hung dead bodies.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell, Predator movie? Like, let me see that.
Well, they move really quick. We know the Predators. The first things first. You kill them, you move them right up. You got to move them right up, man.
Well, they all take Adderall.
Very,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very tidy. They're a very tidy race. We do get a cool Henriksen's number two dies in that net, which is kind of fun.
That's almost awesome. A counselor death. That was awfully close,
yeah,
I thought. To what? The counselor.
The counselor. Yeah, there's a mechanism that decapitates you.
Oh, well, it reminded me of, like, Cyrax.
It's very Cyrax.
Yeah.
But ripping off Mortal Kombat.
What is Paul W.S. Anderson?
The other one, so basically, the alien shows up, and the alien versus the Predator, we wrestle fight. The alien, the Predator puts him in the net, and one of the aliens gets in the net and becomes, as Wikipedia tells me, the alien's name after that point is Grid.
God Grid. Damn it.
You've got Chopper, Celtic, Scar, and Grid.
Right, you know what? How about this one?
Yeah.
That fucking one. Yeah. How about that shit?
These things don't need names. They don't need cute nicknames. They don't need it for your Wikipedia entry, for your IMDb trivia, your fucking book that nobody wants to read. All right? Yeah. It's all terrible. It's just an alien with a bunch of fucking scars on its head. Its name is not Grid.
Unless it's number one, number two.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless we're doing a Project Nim with a xenomorph. Then, maybe, possibly. But other than that, no. Well,
actually, you don't want to be alien number one that gets caught in the net, David.
He was the man who voiced Grid in Alien vs. Predator.
I cannot believe you remembered Grid.
I fucking told you not to mention Grid, goddamn. I'm always waiting for him to be like, I fucking told you. Leave that one off your goddamn chart.
David,
we're gonna fucking do it over,
David.
David, we're running it again. No, go deeper in the filmography, David. I don't need it.
Someone's just listening. Like, why did he leave this? Why did this make the cut?
Grid.
I don't know. I mean, like, so they're like the dumb thing is like they do wrestle fight, right? Like, it's
yeah.
There's a couple of pile drivers. I mean, I'll say
he's
this.
He's grabbing the alien by the foot and swinging him around. It's really stupid.
Now, here's a question I had, because this was the first time I noticed this, and maybe it's the case in the other two prior Predator movies, but is the Predator not, like, 4 feet taller than the Undertaker in this movie? Like,
he's very big.
He's bigger than average, yes. Right? Mm-hmm.
It's like 8 footer. Like
Uber Jason.
He's always supposed to be really big. He had like a foot on Arnold.
I guess that's fair. Yeah, he's like 6'5"-ish.
These things are fucking huge, though, and I think it's only because he's supposed to be fighting a xenomorph, which is a traditionally larger creature.
Sure,
you know. So it's like, I guess if they weren't the same size, like the xenomorph would just like house this dude or whatever. But like,
well, the xenomorph houses them anyway.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he takes out Celtic and Chopper quite quickly.
Oh, the fucking adaptation names.
He gets one through the head with his mouth,
and then like one through his tail through the body. Or
yeah. He impales the other one.
The tongue head, the xenomorph like tongue head through the Predator's head thing. Yeah. This movie sucks, and I'll tell you, this is the greatest example. If you had to, like, if someone was like, hey, man, give me one solid reason why this movie's stupid, it's this. When the tongue head goes through Predator's head, you can just clearly hear a gunshot sound effect. What are you talking about?
There was a second xenomorph on the grassy knoll.
Just using a rifle.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Line it up.
Little slimy tendrils around a rifle.
The kill predator!
It's coming from the book depository building in the temple.
Hey, Predator! Blam!
A Jack Ruby xenomorph? I like that.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Here's my question, though.
Yes.
Anyone else notice the lion roar roars were given predators in this movie? Like, give me a goddamn break.
Yep, he's 8 feet tall and he roars like a lion. That's not the predator I know.
Not the predator I came to this party with. Absolutely not.
Thanks for inviting me to this party, Steve. I'm having a really great time.
You know, you had a couple.
I brought a bottle of wine.
Yeah, you have a couple of drinks in your predator. You turn into a totally different animal. You become taller and you roar like a lion.
Let me see. What kind of rye you got here?
Oh, man. Picky Predator at the liquor cabinet? I like that.
His name is Picky. He was the predator who played Picky.
Bullet's not bad. cheap stuff's good.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. Turn into Peter Falk a little bit there.
Yeah, it's fine.
These things happen.
Skid Row Predator.
We don't even see a bunch of... I think we only see one, like, alien hatch from, like, maybe it happens from Switch or Anthony Rapp.
Or is it not the final teaser?
It happens from fake Switch almost immediately.
Yeah, she just
that's the biggest offender of, like, how long is this gestation period. Like, she wakes up. Also, it's fucked up because, like, the face hugger fell off her.
Yeah.
Everyone else is still hanging out with the face hugger on.
If you could read this, the face hugger fell off.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And she wakes up and she's like, ew, it's like a white lobster.
Yeah.
And
white
then,
lobster.
Do you think they would taste good?
It's a white lobster. What? Oh, yeah.
I always thought they would look delicious.
Flash boil them. Just a nice little butter sauce. Get some lemon and paprika, put it in that butter sauce.
I think the xenomorph, aside from the acid, if you could clean it without the acid, eat that flesh.
It's like a poisonous blowfish.
It's probably very... There's a good cut on that xenomorph.
Skilled predator chef, too.
There's only two people in the world that could do it. You got to book them years in advance.
That's the other thing too, is why aren't the predators eating these things? Come on. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the other thing.
Well, I guess my question would be more, why aren't they like stringing them up like human beings?
That's a good question.
Give me the predator planet already.
Yeah.
What's that about? What I want. Show me their economy.
Well,
what's going on there?
Well, spoiler alert, at the end of this, we do get General H.R. McMonster. The general of the predators.
Oh, the guy with the cape?
And the fucking whiskers.
A predator
whiskers.
With a cape?
Yeah.
I love the idea of a predator in a cape.
Well, they're all about
nothing
uniforms.
Wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that.
A little chilly down in Antarctica. I guess I'll bring the cape. I'll don a cape.
Well, that's like on Star Trek, man. When you ever had like a Klingon dignitary, mm-hmm. it was always a fat old guy with a beard, and he guaranteed had a cape on.
Sometimes a sash, too, though. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you had that.
Klingons, you got sashes up the ass. the movie kind of progresses. They're fighting the alien. Ewan Bremner, like, gets it. He's, like, in the alien while he knows he's got an alien inside of him. And he's got a gun, and he's, like, shooting up all these face huggers, right?
He doesn't yet have one inside of him. That's the thing.
Yeah, he's, like, trying to protect himself.
He notices everybody else has a face hugger on them. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, that's so gross. And then, like, another one hatches, and he starts, like, firing wildly.
Anyone notice we're doing a little bit of Matrixing with the face huggers as they, like, fly out? Kind of stop.
Oh, sure, yep.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
We were only 5 years away from the Matrix, dude, or 5 years off from it, so we still love that shit.
It's gross because it's to show, like, the face hugger penis coming out.
Yeah, it's not
It's right, because really
it penetrates
disgusting.
Your face.
But he gets a gun, he shoots one, and then he sees like all of these other ones hatching, and then you hear him firing wildly. No. The first bullet after that is going right into the fucking brainstem, my friend.
Absolutely.
I'm killing myself. Yeah. I'm stuck to a wall with a bunch of fucking disgusting face hugger monsters.
He has a family.
I don't care.
Oh my god. I got to hear about this Scotsman's fucking family while he walks around with his cheap digital camera
taking selfies with a digital camera.
And he's like, he does the stupid thing that normally in movies is like, this one's going to get me the Pulitzer. His character does the, oh, this will be a good one from National Geographic.
The scientist, by the way, I don't know if it was him or someone else, maybe the Italian guy was talking about like this shouldn't be there. Oh, it's like finding Moses' DVD collection.
Yeah, that's Ewan Bremner. That's Ewan Bremner.
Yuck, dude, that's a stinker.
Man.
Double it.
Yeah, double.
You want me to say this line? Double it.
Yeah, exactly. If you're Ewan Bremner on the set of that, and they hand you that bullshit line, oh, you got to double it, brother.
You know what? Honestly, because how much are you getting paid to be an AVP in the first place? But also, what a great story. I got fucking fired from Alien vs. Predator. Because I wouldn't say a line about Moses' DVD collection.
Yuck. So the Italian guy bites it. They're like trying to it's just down
deep
to her
from
and
the lion's head, man.
Yeah. They learn everything you could learn about this through hieroglyphs.
Holy shit. And he just reads this wall like a Star Wars scroll.
She starts calling the aliens serpents, which is really silly. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense.
Well, it's stupid because, like, he says serpent because he's reading the translation from the hieroglyphics.
Oh, I see.
But then she just keeps saying serpent, and you're like, no.
I kind of... Okay, because she already met the predator at this point.
Yeah, they went back. They went.
They had their meet cute.
Okay, so at this point, I actually I agree with her calling it a serpent.
Okay,
because you've been saying when all these xenomorphs are coming, oh my god, it's a fucking alien. Oh my god, it's a fucking alien.
Yeah,
and then there's another alien. The serpent one and the person one.
Yeah,
that's a good call. Handsy? Well, they all have hands. Oh, shit.
Mask and black serpent.
Teeth. There's that teeth alien. Oh, wait, that one has teeth, too.
I was happy that the Predator keeps his fishnet stocking apparel.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
It's like a full-body fishnet stocking.
You know what? And also, you're going to Antarctica, Predator. Let's get a coat on.
Yeah.
It's cold out there, young man. I know you're a teenager, and you want to impress your friends with your fishnet outfit.
At least bring a cape.
Like fur beetle in outer space, they could have skinned.
Fur beetle. Well, even all of our scientist friends take their hats off immediately once they get in this thing. I'm like, is there ever a place in Antarctica in the world you could just take your hat off and walk around?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Speaking of fucking terrible lines that should have been doubled for people to say, how many times do we have to hear, the enemy of my enemy is my friend?
She says that a couple of times, doesn't
she? Multiple people do. The Italian guy says it before he gets iced.
Yeah.
And then she says it again, and you're just like, Jesus Christ, boy, do I get it.
So she, the Italian guy bites it. Her and the Predator make an uneasy alliance. So basically, they get attacked by another xenomorph. Maybe this is Grid. Maybe it's not. No, it's not Grid because he gets killed at this point. And like she like kills him with a spear, and like the Predator he's like, well, we're in this together now, sweetheart. And, like, he gives her a spear and, like, he uses an alien head as a gauntlet or something.
It's a shield. He shows her. He's like, hey, man, check it out. Like, the acid from their blood doesn't burn their own
skin.
So I'm going to make a shield out of its head so we can do battle honorably and I won't get hit with acid. This is something a predator, to go back to what we were talking about a while ago, like, this is something the predator should have immediately known.
Yeah.
And it's been like, I already have one of these.
Yes.
Also,
I went to Cabela's. I spent a lot of money. I have this flak jacket made of alien skin.
He's also, I mean, they've all already, you know, subscribed to Hulu's workout channel. They should know how to fight these fucking things. I'm sorry, but the fact that two of the early ones got housed.
Yeah.
And this one is still struggling for
it's real fucking ridiculous. Amateur hour. It's real amateur hour. Here was my question. So at one point during this movie, right around now, it's fine. The queen is freed.
Yeah.
From her shackles. Now, this was weird because it's all these xenomorphs like run up to her and start like what I thought was like puncturing her with their like little head tongue things. And I was like, oh, they're fucking killing her.
Yeah, eating the mother. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought was happening. But then like it was just they were breaking away the shackles.
No. They were just like they hit her because she's so big, like a couple little punctures aren't gonna hurt her if they know where to do it. But let the acid eat away the metal shackles and all that stuff.
Oh man, to think I didn't understand something from Alien versus Predator.
They do something very smart here, and I give Paul William Sadler Anderson a lot of credit on this one.
Uh-huh.
When she is freed, she's freed with her sack of babies.
Right.
There should be a tidal wave of vomit inducing
whatever
garbage.
Afterbirth and all sorts of
if she drops the fucking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it goes.
But no.
The predator is like, a lady in your condition should not be doing this. Ma'am, please.
Have you ever seen The Impossible? There's a wave coming and you're not going to be able to stop it.
But no, she drops down. She's on 2 feet, ready to go.
I do appreciate, but it rips off though. I mean, it's disgusting.
You don't see. I didn't see.
No. There was a. She starts walking,
you see
and this
a little
thing
bit of a tear,
fucking tears off.
Okay.
I almost threw right up.
I will say, I do give this movie credit for It's like 70-30 puppet to CG. A
lot of puppets in this movie, and I'm okay with it.
Or maybe 60-40, but you know what I mean? It's a lot of puppets, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, I like puppets.
I don't remember. Does that carry over to Requiem?
I believe so.
It does carry over in the newest one they did, which was Aliens versus Predator versus Labyrinth, which is good. There's a lot of puppets in
there. Oh, yeah. The Goblin King.
Yeah, David Bowie comes out.
He gets together with the Alien Queen. You gotta see it.
The Predator with a power.
Dance, Xenomorph, dance.
Put a little spell on you.
All these little fucking Muppets getting iced by fucking aliens. Yes.
Oh my god, that little troll guy that led Jennifer Connelly through the maze gets skinned alive and hung upside down.
Yes.
The Predator's just like ripping the puppets out of the wall. Like, guts and all.
It's an egg with a power. A Xenomorph power.
Yeah.
And that goes on for a while. that joke could just go on for a bit. So basically, but the funny thing is, like, we build up all this stuff, and it's just down to her and the Predator. And you're like, oh, here we go. They're going to fuck them all up, like, one by one, start murking these aliens.
Yeah.
But he just uses a bomb and blows up everybody.
The classic Predator self-destruct bomb. What a fucking coward.
Yeah, they talk about honor. You got this big-ass bomb struck you.
Yeah, totally. That's a cheat code if I ever saw one, Predator.
That's the gauntlet. Like, they blow it up when they're going to die, but this dude's just like, I got to get this off of me and throw it away.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, this guy is taking the real coward's way, but the other Predators died valiantly.
Like a normal, like your regular, schmegular, honorable Predator would be like, all right, Sanaa Lathan, like, get out of here. I'm going to sit
down
here.
With the ship.
Yeah. I'm going to bleep, bloop, blop on my little wristband and blow this fucker up.
Yeah.
No. Take it off. Chuck it. Chuck it in the room full of the eggs.
Well, he's got to catch up to the queen, man. She's up to the way to the surface.
Oh, right, because that's the other thing is we can't let the xenomorphs get to the surface of the earth.
That's a line we say a lot. There was supposed to be a cameo. If Arnold lost his runoff election for California, he was going to reprise his role as Dutch only if they filmed it in his house. Only if he lost the election, only if they filmed it in his house.
There are predators in my house.
Oh, no. Because we never follow up with Dutch. I'd love to know what Dutch is up to.
It's amazing that we never were able to work out bringing Dutch back to the screen.
Seriously.
It's so stupid. Like, come on, it's Dutch.
Ugh, now there are aliens in my kitchen.
Wait a minute. You're not the pool boy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wayland. Yes, that sounds interesting. I won't be joining you on this adventure. Click.
But
hello, what? My wife? Oh, no, it's a predator.
Yes, Mr. Wayland, I highly recommend you check out what Mrs. Yutani is up to.
Put those two together.
I am a business matchmaker.
When can you start?
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, so like we're trying to get out of here. This is kind of my favorite part of the movie, which is Predator on an inverse bobsled.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're just going up. They're shooting up this ice tunnel, and they're just on a bobsled. And
are they holding each other sensually at this point or not so much?
I think they're up on the edge.
Okay.
Yeah, they're both. They're like side by side.
Because there's a mutual admiration, and they're ready to fuck, sort of. I mean, look, I will say I would look a lot more attractive to the opposite sex if I could wear a Predator mask all the time.
Yeah. I often fantasize about just wearing that fucking mask nonstop.
And the dreadlocks are like, oh, man, it must be a really cool Jamaican guy under there. And it's like, oh, no, it's Steve Sadak. Ew.
Oh, ew.
Ooh, but so he still has the reptile skin. Like that.
The bomb goes off. The queen is presumed dead for about 8 seconds. And then she jumps back out. And like it just keeps fucking going.
But we do get a reprise of Your One Ugly. She said, Lathan says it to the alien queen. She's like, you're one ugly mother. And then she gets like stopped or something.
I can't contractually say fucker here. So,
yeah, it's a PG-13 movie.
Action happens.
Action happens, but basically the Predator gets mortally wounded and the alien queen gets like a harpoon through her head. And then
pretty cool.
And she goes all the way down. It's like the Antarctica version of an airlock, I guess, is the bottom of the Antarctic Ocean.
Yep.
So she kind of like sinks to the bottom. But like, I don't know. She could probably get out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, she's clearly able to be frozen for an extended period of time. Yeah. So who
and
even
start
knows?
Shitting out babies?
I don't even know if these things need oxygen. Who could know?
And who could give a shit?
Well, also that.
So yeah. Who wins an Alien versus Predator? No one.
Well, those, yeah. that's what happens. Is the alien's dad in a cape shows the Predator always yeah. like lets everything happen? Then he's like, oh, well, you boys better have had a good time on this little adventure you had.
Exactly. It's like, wait, what have you been doing? I was out to dinner with your mother this whole time.
Oh, you done got yourself killed.
You know, I was going to shave before coming here, and I'm glad I didn't, because now I can tell you, you're not grown up enough to handle this.
Yeah, they all roll up, and they're like,
life comes at you pretty fast. If you don't...
What happened to my boy Celtic? Is that Celtic in there? Is that my Celtic in there?
Get to the chopper, which is also another predator. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, so he's dead. Oh, well, so then all these other predators, like Dad Predator comes down, and they don't kill her because she's got, like, the family crest, like, tattooed on her face.
The scar, well, the predator, after she, like, helps out or whatever, he takes off his mask, and she's like, oh, God, that's disgusting.
Yeah, she's like, I thought you were, like, hot under there. Yeah.
She does a pretty good, like... Not flawless, because you can tell, but a pretty good job of choking back vomit.
Oh my God. He takes some of the acid blood in one of his pointy little fingers and like rubs it on her face to burn a little to give her also a scar.
Yes, and now she's part of the fam.
He lives on forever.
That's got to be really disappointing for her, because she's like looking at this dude who's like really buff, like he's in great shape. He's he's saving her and stuff.
He's got a flipper dick for all she
knows. She's like, oh man, she's like, I can make this work. It takes that mask off. Like, I can't make this work.
Yeah. I don't know. Angry Georgia O'Keeffe painting? I don't know.
God.
So they just like take this little predator.
Who knows what
buddy.
He writes on her face, by the way? It could be a really lewd joke in predator language.
Yeah, also, totally. How do you know it's not going to go deeper? Just a little thing of like, my eye.
He luckily used just enough xenomorph acid blood, I feel, is what happened.
At some point, Scar, who's this predator, does get a face hugger. Like, and it's a weird cut because it like. You forget about it. You kind of lose track of which predator is which at that point.
Well, you sure do.
In the early part, before the two get...
Oh, wait. Is it the left-handed one?
Oh, that was Celtic.
Honey, 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 honey. I think we got a left-handed predator. Get my tapes and my books.
And my toilet.
You still have those Domino's coupons or what?
Bring me the Domino's and the bedpan. It's going to be a long night.
But the last shot of the movie
right.
is on the ship. It's kind of like the end of Empire Strikes Back. You get this like nice vista of this ruined planet, which is Earth. And
two predators hold hands.
Yeah. Looking at the blackness. How
you met me at a really weird time in my life.
Oh, no. And all the xenomorph credit buildings explode.
Predator Black, I guess, would be the... I don't know.
Bob. Bob had witch tits.
But the last shot is a predator alien, which is I could have used about an hour and a half ago.
Sure. The little guy bursts out of the predator's chest and does a predator version of a beebedeeb. That's all, folks. Because
on.
it's like you see this predator laid out and you're like, I know what's coming, man. You know, I know what's just fuck. Come on, Paul W.S. Anderson. Just come on.
Just do it. Come on.
So then we cut in closer and it pops out like, and it's so close and it's like, hello.
Well, it's that scene from Spaceballs at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. You're totally. Yep. And then it's just, that's it. That's the end of the movie.
Well, it's got like predator teeth things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, yeah,
I didn't even pick up on that.
Because it's terribly done.
Ah.
Yeah, who cares? I mean, honestly. You can put a fucking alien. How did an alien not already put it in a predator at some point?
Yeah. Put it in.
Yeah, and so that's, we cut to black, and that's the end of this Paul W.S. Anderson masterpiece.
Yeah.
Would anybody recommend it?
I would not. It's really it's pretty close to a Hangover movie, I will say.
Uh-huh.
I do like the puppetry, and it is super ignorable. So I think it's a vague Hangover movie recommend for me.
Steve's wrong.
sure.
It's a real nothing movie. I give it that. There's nothing to this movie. There's nothing going. I mean, I was so bored. Like, I paused it at an hour in. I was like, how do you have 44 minutes of this still? What are you doing? Like, and I pieced it all together, remembering it from memory.
Yeah. Did you see this in theaters? Did anybody
see
this in theaters?
I saw this in theaters.
No. I did.
Nope. Did we see this together?
Maybe.
Do you guys take your family to it at the movie theater? You take a day off?
Come on, Cooter, Sawyer, Damien, Cabin.
Mr. Siska?
I don't think I saw this in the theater. I could be wrong. No, I wouldn't recommend it. I can see what Steve's getting at. I can understand
it. Steve's grasping at in the dark.
I can understand it. I mean, sure. If you're curious and hungover, other than that, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I see what Steve's saying. I really dislike this movie more so because I think AVP Requiem is a total recommend.
I still need to see that movie.
It's a total recommend. And that's like a solid hangover movie. Mm-hmm. You're in and you're out. People are getting fucking butchered left and right. You're seeing it all.
Is it a stay tuned, do you think?
It's possible that it's a stay tuned. Okay. I don't know.
Well, we're doing this for Alien Covenant. Maybe the next time, mm-hmm. There is that Predator movie coming out, actually.
Shane
Black.
Oh, that's right. He's directing and writing?
Yes. I think it's going to be good.
Is there going to be a Dutch in it?
I think the Dutch in it is, what's his name there? Holbrook's son.
Oh, Boyd Holbrook?
Yeah, I think
he's good. Well, see, that would be cool, though, because that's how you get fucking Arnold back in the franchise, man.
I start?
Yeah.
Didn't he turn it down? He turned it down.
What God, is he turning down anything for?
I only want to be associated with the skeleton monster, the Terminator.
I almost feel like it's monsters. It's like, he's just like, no Predators, yes Terminators, anything Terminators, yes.
Mm-hmm. We could do a Commando, too.
I would love a Commando too, like an old Commando, old John Matrix coming out.
Yes, dude.
You know, yeah, like
Eliza Dushku's still around. She could reprise her role. Who's the daughter in that?
That was True Lies.
Yeah, who's the daughter?
I don't
Alyssa Milano, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's around. She's certainly around. Yeah.
Definitely.
And yeah, totally. They need to do Commando too.
Well, so when is this Predator whatever coming out? And it's just a we're just calling it Predator. It's a reboot.
It's The Predator.
The
maybe.
Predator. I think.
Oh, now we're getting fucking Fast and Furious with all this
next
shit.
Next summer.
Yeah.
All right. I'm pretty sure
we'll be there for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's Alien versus Predator, AVP, to you fans out there. If you want more We Hate Movies, check out WHMPodcast.com or find us over at the HeadGum Network page. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We are at WHMPodcast. And, of course, right into the mailbag, weallhatemovies@gmail.com. Rate and review the show wherever you get it. We would greatly appreciate that. It helps the exposure of this program. This fine program.
It helps great, especially with our ego.
our combined ego.
It also honestly raises our profile in the iTunes store.
Sure.
So more people can discover the show. So if you did that, it would be actually really great and not just about your fucking ego, Chris.
Patreon.com/WeHateMovies. Subscribe for monthly bonus material there, of course. And then what do we got going on next week?
Ninja 3, The Domination.
Oh.
Which is a total recommend, by
Big
the
time.
Way.
Big time.
Watch it before the episode. I can't state that enough. Watch Ninja 3, The Domination.
Or just watch it and don't listen to our episode. Download it so we get the number. But I mean, honestly, that movie is so damn good.
Download it twice. Actually.
Yes.
Download it three times. Download, delete, download again.
Thank ooh, you. Do some download, delete. And I like this idea.
Oh, boy. We're going to get in trouble with the podcast police.
You mean Apple?
So until next week, when we venture into the world of canon films, I'm Andrew Jupin
versus Steven Sadek
versus Chris Cabin
versus Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.